BNS.
Hi, is Alan in?
Who's calling?
This is Sam with Bank of Cardiff.
Hold on, please.
Sure.
Good morning, Alan speaking.
Hey, Alan, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, Sam. How you doing?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. I'm actually with the underwriting department over here. Your file has been passed along to us.
Good.
And I just needed to give you, it's kind of a quality control call to make sure we're all on the same page with what we're trying to accomplish here.
Okay.
Do you have a couple minutes right now?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So I'm going to be confirming a lot of things on file, so bear with me here. Now, I have the ownership of the business. I have you as 49% owner and Nina as 51. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And the start date of the business, I have 1979. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how long have you been an owner of the business?
I have been an owner for, I believe it's 14 years.
14 years. Okay. All right. And what about Nina?
Same thing.
Same. All right. Okay. And as far as, let's see, I want to confirm the gross annual sales that I have here. I have for 2015, you guys did right about $12 million. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And do you know what you did in 2014?
I believe it was, I want to say $11
million. Okay. All right. Now, you've been working with, is it Steve?
That's correct.
Okay, I'm going to pull up his notes real quick here. All right, now his
notes where are you located?
We're in San Diego, California.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so I have here that you are looking for about $250,000 in working capital. Is that correct?
That is.
Okay. All right, and can you give me a little, kind of walk me through what you're looking to use it for?
Finance purchase orders.
Finance purchase orders? Okay.
Correct.
All right. Now, let me see. What does your typical customer look like?
I would say the typical customer is either a manufacturer of original equipment or a machine shop doing manufacturing for assembly in the aerospace industry.
Oh, okay. All right. So for each project, when are you purchasing kind of like different types of metals?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. And what's the average size of a project for you?
I'd say the average sale is somewhere in the neighborhood of around $2,500.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me see here. Okay, now as far as the $250,000 that we're asking for, is that kind of just a, you know, where'd you get that number from? Is there a range that we can work with? I guess I'm looking for,
yes,
I guess.
What, yes, there is a range. I just felt there was something that was comfortable, you know, so I don't have to keep applying every time I need $25,000.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't sure if it was going to be handled, you know, at the time. I wasn't sure if it was going to be a loan. I wasn't sure if it was going to be a line of credit. I wasn't sure exactly what it was going to, how it was going to work out with you guys.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, yeah. Now, have you done a working capital loan before?
No.
Okay, all right. Well, I can give you kind of the rundown of the basics, the basics of the programs. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's unsecured cash. So we're able to base it off of your top line revenue, usually a percentage of your sales.
Okay.
What we do is we get you approved. The most common route is I get you approved for the largest amount possible and the longest term possible, and then kind of work backwards from there. So let's
Sounds
say I get
good.
You approved for $250,000. Mm-hmm. $250,000 would be available to you. If you want to do a smaller amount, you can choose to do that, and then we would deposit that amount of cash into your business checking account.
Mm-hmm.
And you're free to use it as you see fit. We set you up on a term with each deposit. So once we deposit the cash, the term usually is something along the lines of 3 months up to 36 months.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a wide range of what we can work with.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it would depend on, you know, what you're looking to use it for. If we're filling purchase orders where you know you're going to have a return on a set schedule, we can set you up on a term that matches that. So, you know, we can do something like 6 months, 12 months. It's all available. And it's all renewable. So say you don't need the full $250,000 at once, you can break it up into smaller portions.
Okay. So I get like $25,000 today and $30,000, you know, 3 months from now or something to that effect.
Yeah. So that would be possible. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I guess, you know, as far as the immediate need, what are we looking at right now?
I would say the immediate need right now is probably in the neighborhood of, say, $100,000.
Okay. And what sort of time frame are you looking to try to get the funds in place?
I'd like to have the 30, I mean, so to get the money actually from you guys?
Yes.
I would say 3 weeks is good.
Okay. All right. Now, let me see here. I'm taking a look. It looks like the application that we have, I have your signature on there. Is it possible to get a signature from Nina as well?
Yes. If you send me an email of what you need, I'll be happy to try to get that accomplished.
Okay, I think because taking a look at the file right now, some of the programs that I want to actually get you into, it's going to require over 50% of the ownership on it.
Okay.
So as long as that's not an issue, I can go ahead and move it forward. I will have Steve actually send you the email with exactly what we would need to sign. We'll keep it pretty simple.
Okay.
Okay, now let me see if there's anything else here. Okay. I see that you've done some work with Marlin in the past. What did you guys do with that?
Who's Marlin?
Marlin Business Bank? They actually operate your network. Oh, okay. Maybe it was some equipment or something like that. Do you guys finance equipment?
No. I mean, we finance trucks and forklifts and things like that, but not necessarily manufacturing or cutting equipment, things like that.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. You just caught my eye because we work with a lot of the same people. All right. Okay, well, Alan, I think that's all that I need from you for now.
Good.
I think the plan to go forward is I will stick with the same plan, try to get you approved for the largest amount so you know what's available, but with the understanding that we're probably going to be looking at something along the lines of a $100,000 program.
Okay.
Did you have an idea of what sort of term you would prefer with the $100,000?
I prefer the 36 months as long as there's no prepayment penalty or, you know, any penalty if I want to pay back sooner.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. So the program that I was kind of referencing that I see for you, there are no prepayment penalties. Actually, there's going to be discounts for paying it off early.
Good.
And actually, what I want to do to set it up is if we did the $100,000 now with the thought that you would need more later, give you the option once you get about 4 to 6 months into the term to take on more additional funds and lengthen the term. So it would be a renewal option at that point.
Lengthen the term of the original $100,000 or the next deposit?
So what we would do is it on a renewal, if you get to the point where you want to renew, we would give you interest forgiveness on your remaining balance for that original $100,000. We would give you additional funds to pay that off. So we would start a new term, but it would be longer than the original. And you would be able to start it early.
So let me understand. I borrow $100,000. We agree on a 36-month term, right?
Sure.
As an example. And let's just make believe, you know, argument's sake, my payments are $3,000 a month.
Okay.
After 5 months, I've paid $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
And let's make believe my balance, let's say, is $87,000 at this point.
Right there with you.
Okay. 3 months from now, I say, you know what, I need another $50,000. Is that what you're talking about, creating a new term, or are you saying I need another $110,000?
Sure.
Explain to me now, based on my analogy, what we're doing.
Absolutely. So let me walk you through it. Now, in order to have the renewal available where we would where we would forgive your remaining interest balance, right? So typically this would be set up, this original loan would be set up on a shorter term than 36 months. If it was 36
okay.
months, it wouldn't be available until about 40% of the way into the term. So
okay.
let's say, to keep it simple, let's call it 12 months, okay? So
okay.
on 1 year, 100,000, once you get about 4 to 5 months into that.
So now I've paid, let's make believe I've paid almost half the, you know.
Exactly that. Exactly that.
Okay.
So for fun, we'll call it 50,000, make it even half.
Fine.
Right. At that point, you've paid 50,000, you have a balance of 50,000, but you are at the renewal point. We could renew you for another $100,000 and forgive your interest on that remaining portion of the original loan.
Okay. So now, in a perfect world, Let's say I now have 150 because 50, you know, I didn't pay back right from the first
yes.
loan, right? And now you give me 100. Let's make believe that I just put it in my pocket and I have $150,000 now, right?
Sure.
I owe you 150, correct?
Yes.
And we're starting a new term loan on that 150.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, and the reason that it's set up that way is to keep it renewable for you.
Fine.
Yeah,
okay.
So it allows you more access to cash as you move forward. And usually, once you establish the relationship with us, you show us that you make the payments on time, the terms are able to get a lot longer. We can play with the payback options. Typically, for first-time borrowers, the payback is on a daily or weekly payment. But once you get further down the line and establish a relationship, we can open
well,
up.
How do we make a daily payment?
It would be set up as an automatic payment from the account, from the bank account.
Okay, so even though it was a 12-month term, I'd be paying daily, possibly.
Yeah, so for daily payments, it would be 21 days in a month. So just Monday through Friday, business days, no holidays.
Okay, so for example, for the 12-month payment, $100,000, let's just make believe that was, you know, $10,000 a month for argument's sake. Then we take the $10,000 divided by 21, that's what comes out every day.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so it's something we could work with. I'm not crazy about the daily payments. I don't know if that might be a deal breaker for me, but the rest of the stuff seems reasonable.
Okay.
And we haven't talked interest rates yet.
Sure, and that will be the next step. What I wanted to do is get an idea of which type of programs we're going to apply
okay.
for. I think I know
I was able to answer the questions.
I'm sorry?
I hope I was able to answer those questions.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I have a pretty clear picture of what we want to do here. The next step
Good.
Is going to be I'm going to submit you for an approval. In about 24 hours, I should have that answer, and then either myself or Steve will reach back out to you to go over it with you.
Thank you for your help.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Alan. Appreciate the time. Okay.